Pesachim, Perek Tes, Mishnah Yud Aleph, 9:11, the last of the Perek, and really the last on the topic of the Korban Pesach altogether. And one more about two different animals getting mixed up together. They're both Korban Pesachs. The difference is that this Mishnah is talking about a scenario where you have just one person registered on each of the animals. And that being the case, you can't just simply start making contingencies and switching people out because there's no one else to switch out. So, scenario, for example, is Mr. A had animal 1, Mr. B had animal 2, and then animals 1 and 2 get mixed up. So now A grabs one animal and B grabs another animal, but we're not sure if the animal in front of A is 1 or 2, same with Mr. B. So what do they do? The Mishnah suggests that what we'll do is each one will get a partner. A picks a person, let's say A now pulls a random person, we'll call her Anna, and B pulls a random person, we'll call him Bob. Now there's two people standing in front of an animal, Mr. A and Anna, and this two people standing in front of another animal, Mr. B and Bob. Now, it's not clear if the animal in front of A and Anna is animal 1 or animal 2, okay? But what they will do is say Mr. A will invite Anna to be on his Korban Pesach wherever it is, and Mr. B will invite Bob to be on his Korban Pesach wherever it is. And that being the case, now we've got A and Anna in front of one animal, B and Bob in front of the other animal, and we know that they're each of those two are partners. So if now we send Anna to stand next to Mr. B and Bob to stand next to Mr. A, what we know is that A and Bob are standing in front of an animal, and one of the two of them is certainly registered on that animal, and B and Anna are standing on another animal, and either the animal is definitely registered on one of the two. And then what we can say is, let's say Mr. A says to Bob, he says, listen, Bob, if this is my animal, in other words, if A is saying, if this actually is animal number 1, so you were registered on animal number 2, but now come be with me in animal 1. And if this is animal number 2, so really you're registered on animal 2, Bob, but I, Mr. A, will withdraw from animal 1 and now be on your animal in front of us, animal 2. And that being the case, both A and Bob will be registered on the animal in front of them, whichever one it is. And similarly, Mr. B and Anna will be registered, saying the same kind of formula, on the animal in front of them. And never will there be a time when either animal 1 or 2 has no one registered on it. That's the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says inside, Shnaim shis arvu pischeim. You have two people, Mr. A and Mr. B, and they're each one had an animal. Mr. A had animal 1, Mr. B had animal 2. They're going to be their Korban Pesachs, but then animals 1 and 2 get mixed up. So each one of them now has one animal in front of them. Ze moshech lo echad. Mr. A pulls one animal in front of him. Ze moshech lo echad. Mr. B pulls an animal in front of him. Let's focus just on Mr. A for now. Okay, everything that happens to Mr. A will be in mirror image to Mr. B. So Mr. A is standing there with an animal in front of him, but he doesn't know if this is animal number 1 or animal number 2. Is this his Korban Pesach, if it were 1? Or is it someone else's Pesach, Mr. B's, if it's animal 2? So what does Mr. A do? Ze mimane imo echad min hashuk. Mr. A pulls in a partner, a second person, any old person. From the shuk means anyone off the street, but we'll call that person Anna. So Mr. A and Anna now we're standing in front of an animal, which might be animal 1 or animal 2, we don't know. Similarly, v'zeh memana imo echad min hashuk, Mr. B pulls a person out from the shuk, meaning he gets a partner on his animal. We'll call that partner Bob. So now, A and Anna are registered on animal 1. B and Bob are registered on animal 2. But we're not sure if the animal standing in front of Mr. A and Anna is animal 1 or animal 2, because the animals got mixed up. So then what we do is, A sends his partner, Anna, to Bob. And A sends his partner, Anna, to Mr. B. And Mr. B sends his partner, Bob, to Mr. A. Zeb ba etzel zeb, zeb ba etzel zeb. So now what you've got is, you've got Mr. A and Bob standing in front of one animal, Mr. B and Anna standing in front of another animal, and let's focus now on Mr. A again. Mr. A either is standing in front of animal A or, Mr. A is standing in front of an animal, which might be animal 1 which was his all along, or animal two, which wasn't his, but it's definitely Bob's, because Bob's registered animal two. So either way, one of the two, either Mr. A or Bob, are registered on this animal. V'kachem omrim, and therefore this is what the two say, Mr. A and Bob say with the animal in front of them. Im shalihu pesach zeh, Mr. A says, if this is animal number one and it was mine all along, yadecha meshuchas mishalcha, so then withdraw from animal two, which had originally registered on with Mr. B, and v'nimneisa al shali, and instead now join me on my animal, animal one, A, and Bob were together. V'im shalcha hu pesach zeh, if on the other hand Mr. A says the animal in front of me is animal two, in which case, you, Bob, were the one registered on it when you joined with Mr. B a little while ago. So that means, I'll be with you. Yedai meshuchas mishali, I withdraw now from animal number one, which is the other one. V'nimnesi al shelcha, and I now am registered on animal number two, which is in front of us, with you, Bob. And of course, B and Anna do the same thing. And that way, now, when the dust settles, Mr. A and Bob will have a Pesach Seder on the animal that is in front of them, and Mr. B and Anna will have Pesach Seder together with the animal in front of them. And with that, we finish the ninth parak of Psachim, and which the Masechta, which was once divided into two Masechtas, Psachim, as I said in the beginning, was originally what we can call Pesach Rishon, about Chametz and Matzah and Pesach Seder, and Pesach Sheni, the second Masechta, if you will, was about the Korban Pesach. We finished that Pesach Sheni, the Masechus. Masechta to do with the Korban Pesach is now completed, and now we will begin Be'ez Hashem the 10th perek and final perek of Maseches Pesachim, Arvei Pesachim, which deals with the Pesach Seder night.